He said this about work that's finished before it ever started. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, God says this, "Before I formed you in the womb," folks, you're alive in the womb. Anything done to that life in the womb is violence against a person intended by God to be alive on this earth. If there was a miscarriage, that is a medical thing, and God knew that. But the violence done against the life in the womb is to stop what God knew before from coming to be in the not yet. That is the only way to see it. You look at Psalm 139, you look here at Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. These are the arguments for it. And it's not to, if anybody in this room has made a decision when you were ignorant of these facts, or made a decision under the great pressures of life knowing these facts, knowing that it's a sin in light of Scripture, there's forgiveness of that sin. There is not condemnation on the person who has sinned. There's forgiveness. But it is sin, and sins to be repented of, and forgiveness to be sought. And there is forgiveness. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations," God tells Jeremiah. That's the whole destiny of a person before they're alive. "Jacob I loved, Esau I've hated." In the womb? And later on, you see the fruit of Esau's life and you go, well, he did not choose God. And Jacob, the liar, the cheat, came to the end of himself and chose God. It's evidenced in the story as it unfolds. Now, where are we? I'm in the middle of my story. Am I going to blow it or make it? And the spirit that dwells in us says, "You're going to make it, son." My crying out to God like, "Oh, God, I know what I'm like. I'm capable of anything anybody outside is capable of. God, protect them from me. Protect me from me. Help me to be like you when I'm not." This is the stuff. Look at verse 29. "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed into the image of his son, in order that he might be firstborn among many. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified." It's finished work, and you will see it.